Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Chairman. We have a bit of trouble understanding the proposal from the European Union, which refers to access but would delete the word right, so replace right by access. You can't have access to an income. Either you have the right to a decent income or you do not. This is part of the negotiations that are underway when it comes to working relationships between an employer and an employee. Either you have the right or you don't. This also applies to a whole raft of means of production, because we know that if you have money, you can gain. And if not, you don't have access. So I think that the word right is extremely important given all of this. We must not dilute the content. The same goes for the reference to individual and collective use. It's the whole spirit of this declaration, because the peasant, indigenous or fishing communities all include a collective aspect in the use of natural resources or shared spaces for a whole series of activities. This collective aspect applies, so it would really distort the text if we deleted it. Now, referring to the reference about national legislation, a few days ago, or over the past few days, Chairman, delegations have made reference to national legislation. But I must just say that we're looking at this at an international level. If there is some kind of contradiction between a text that has been adopted on an international level and a national level, normally it's the international legislation that takes precedence. So there's no real discussion here about copying and pasting national legislation and for that being appropriate. Thank you.